I'm J.J. Watt here for NFL Fan Pass, defensive end of the Houston Texans. Big fan of Zach Brown Band. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback of the Texans, and we're just going to hang out for a little bit.
I was at the show in Milwaukee last year at Summerfest, yeah. And I mean, just literally one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like, you guys, it's so cool how you guys interact and how everybody has their parts and everybody... It's so fun to see it, and you can tell the fans just love it, and they love how into it you guys get.
Every single show is taken seriously. Like, yeah. We put it, it's, we get one chance to give them their money's worth for coming to see us. So,
just from a fan's perspective, that's what's so cool about
man,
it.
Man, we're fans of yours too, man. You've been wrecking it. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah. It's the same thing. We see you get fired up too. It's the same thing for us.
For the Pro Bowls, they tell the teams there's an offensive and defensive MVP of the game. The MVP gets a truck, a free truck. So I was like, oh, all righty. Now I'm playing hard. Like, here we go. And I ended up walking away with it. So I was pretty jacked about it, yeah.
So what's that like, man? I mean, like, I know what it's like to sit on the stage and play in front of 20,000 people, so I'm sure you want to know what that's like. But what is it like to, like, smash somebody? Being as big as you are. Yeah.
We've actually played against each other.
Yeah, so I could probably take that one because you smashed me.
What does that feel like?
It doesn't feel good.
I have to ask about Homegrown because... It, like, literally, I listened to the song, and it was almost my life to a T. It's just such a great song. I think it can hit so many people. So I just basically want to say thanks for writing it, because I really enjoy listening to it.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Yes. We're excited to get it out there. There's only so many ways you can say the same thing.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of the challenge. It's like figuring out how to not do the same thing that everybody's been done before. We owe that. We owe that to everybody that believes in us and listens to us, buys a ticket.
You get, like, in this, like, intense zone, and you're just, like, you know, you're not even looking at the side.
I'm actually the opposite. I get super loose. I get real calm. Before the game, I like to play catch with the fans. That's, like, one of my big things. I love to go around and play catch with all the fans. I do a little bit of dancing. It's the worst dancer ever. But I just like to have fun. What about you guys? What's it like out on stage?
While I'm singing and playing, I can also, like, look around and see what else is going on.
Right.
Like, it's like this is one channel my brain is singing and playing, and I'm in that. But the other one's just checking out everything. And, dude, there's some crazy stuff that's going on here.
Yeah.
Once
we
get tripped up and somebody will start laughing, and you know exactly what they're laughing at.
Oh, dude, I've wrecked two whole songs before just cracking up and falling over laughing. And we have a time of the night that Coy takes a tambourine and throws a tambourine out, and I've been watching this dude having fun, and he was just going nuts, so I'd already been watching him anyway. Well, it came the time for Coy to throw this tambourine, and Coy, like, chucks it out there, and this dude's, like, dancing and everything, that has no idea what's going on, and that tambourine hits him right in the face, dude. I mean, it right in the face, and he's like, it looked like Chris Farley or something, man. And I lost it. Like, in the middle, I'm singing, like, this pretty song. I think we started singing Jolene or something after that
or something. Or something like that.
Yeah. And so I couldn't stop picturing it in my head. It just went, wham. Just over and over again in my head. I just kept picturing and picturing. And I couldn't do it. So the whole next song was just completely wrecked at all. But
that's awesome.
Some guy's talking trash and you just, like, level him and you're, like, getting up off of him. You just say something.
Like, myself, the only way I really trash talk much at all is if a guy starts it. Like, if he's doing it first, then you have to beat him, and then you have to let him know you beat him. But for the most part, I don't do a whole lot of it. There's some guys that's their whole thing. I try and say, like, something funny. Like, like, I just, like, to laugh right in his face.
There's not too many guys that talk trash.
Yeah.
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 No.
There haven't been a lot.
It's hard to talk trash.
Yeah, yeah, early on, yeah.
When you're on your back looking up, it's hard to talk trash.
I've heard about the Eat and Greets. I like the style, and I want to know a little bit more about them.
We gather about 100 to 150 fans before the shows, and we sit down for an hour before the show and eat with them. And we feed them, like, a real Southern gourmet meal and get to visit and hang out with everybody. There's no pictures, no autographs. It's just about connection. It's about getting to hang out.
Interacting with fans, you know, everybody wants a picture and the autograph, but that sounds like such a cool opportunity for you guys.
To have, like, food in your teeth and, you know, like, food breath and sitting there just visiting and cutting up with them. It's fun.
It's a lot better than just being alienated from people and then walking out in front of 20,000 people and then putting on a show. It definitely makes a different connection than any other type of performance that I've ever done.
I always thought they should have, after the our show, as we're walking off stage, like, they come in your locker room and they ask you all the questions about...
immediately
like,
hey, after.
What was it like when you missed that Jeep?
Just try to do, you know, what I prepare for every day.
That's about what we say, yeah. Well, this has been J.J. Watt with Zach Brown Band, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hope you guys had a lot of fun. NFL Fan Pass, it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it very much. Thank you guys very much for the conversation. Georgia Pie.